So we're here for the second day of Future of Web Apps. We've just had a very interesting discussion with Jason Calacanis from Mahalo.com and Tom Nixon from Nixon McInnes, who were debating the pros and cons of working your ass off to get a startup off the ground. Jason was very American, very compelling. Give us the gist of your argument, which is slightly more laid back, but still kind of responsible in terms of how much input you put into your company.
Well, it definitely can sound laid back because you are offering people flexibility and you're saying to people to fit work around your life. But the one thing that Jason and I do agree on is that performance and what an individual can actually bring to the company and what they can actually deliver is absolutely key. So we actually agree that if people are rubbish, then do definitely get rid of them. But don't get rid of people just because they won't work till midnight every night. That's the key point.
Yeah, so this is all about work-life balance, but he kind of also strayed into saying that being good isn't enough, you have to be great, and that he's not interested in average people, he only wants excellence. But I mean, how realistic is that?
Yeah, well, I think, again, it's a different argument to work-life balance. I mean, we can both, in our own companies, insist on absolute excellence, but I say judge people on the results that they actually get and what they can do, and not just on the hours that they work.
And so when it comes down to little practical things that perhaps allow people to work flexibly and give them a little bit more space to be more comfortable and maybe inspire them to you know, work a bit harder. What do you do?
Yeah, well, freedom and flexibility are absolutely like the key points. So to give you a quick example, one of the guys that works for me, Steve, one of our developers, he's got an American wife and she kind of wanted to live in the States and he kind of wanted to live on the south coast of England. And so what we do for him is he works for 12 weeks a year actually from the States. He takes part of it as holiday and the rest of the time he's working. And we can see him there working on the webcam on Skype, and he joins us for our team meetings and has a beer with us on a Friday afternoon when it's kind of Friday morning for him and he's getting drunk straight after breakfast. But that kind of balance is what helps us to retain a really amazing guy that probably any company would be really happy to hire. So it's just about giving him that freedom to fit his work around his life.
And you're also talking about working to deadline. If there's a really big event coming up or a launch, then obviously everyone's going to be working really hard. But I think there's a tendency for that kind of attitude to stick around a bit longer than it should, and people end up working ridiculous hours as the norm. I mean, how much of a problem is this in UK startup culture?
I think it's definitely a problem, and it's kind of inevitable, really, because when you are working to get a product launch or to get your new release out, or when you're working with just a few of you and you haven't had time to get funding and hire even more people to help you, there's going to be long hours. And so you've got to be realistic about it. You can't expect to start a business and then work a four-day week right from the start. But the trouble is with burning yourself out is it's just not sustainable. And you can do it for a period of time, and I've seen it happen to people. And for a while, you're like, this is brilliant. They're working 18 hours a day. I'm getting so much out of them. But then they just die on their ass in the end, and you end up getting nothing out of them. So we say, try and plan from the beginning for how you can create a culture where great people can really thrive and provide them with the environment where they're actually going to be happy.
And I think that this is why books like The 4-Hour Working Week and stuff have really taken off. They've got a bit of a cult following. Is that something you're a devotee of?
Yeah, partially. I mean, the 4-hour work week I don't think is actually realistic for everyone, because I'm not sure people would actually want to hire someone to do a job and then for them to then whittle their job down to 4 hours a week. I mean, it's great if you're lucky enough to be the CEO or you're the entrepreneur, you can aspire to that. So it's kind of an extreme example. But yeah, but why not? Why not look at some of the tips some of the techniques that they used, like around how to manage your inbox and your tasks and around good delegation, because those are things that everyone can apply to make themselves more efficient.
Excellent, very good point. And on that note, I think it's journalists that get burnt out as well. So I'm just about to go on a 2-week holiday. Thank you very much.